All right, we have one more story this half, then we're going to take a short break. From one Kelly to another, this Kelly is a producer at the Machine Culture Collective group of podcasts, which is really excellent. Also a producer at Chicago X-Fest, which, like, let's be real, there's more than one person in this room who thinks that Chicago Sketchfest is a little bit of a sham, and you shouldn't support it. But Chicago X-Fest, which actually pays its performers and isn't run by a misogynistic creep, is probably a good thing to support. So with that said, please welcome Kelly Opalko.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you. So wrong adventure. I wanted to tell a story about a literal wrong adventure I went on the night I learned the hard way not to go to a third bar with my coworkers. Because we ended up at a club where someone got stabbed and I made out with someone from our closing department right afterwards. But I wanted to talk about like a bigger existential, like, abstract wrong adventure. So I'm going to tell you about my 10-year high school reunion. I was super excited to go back for my 10-year high school reunion because I'm a shitty person. I grew up Catholic, and I was very aware in high school that I was an outsider, not because I did marching band and not because I really enjoyed doing drama club and not because I liked watching Strangers with Candy on Comedy Central. I was super weird and an outsider because I didn't like Jesus. And I was like, maybe Jesus isn't as cool as everyone else thinks he is. I did 13 years at Catholic school. And this is right around the same time when I was thinking in high school, yeah, I'm not like really for spending all my free time with him. So it was very clear to me that in high school, everyone else is doing the right thing and I was doing the wrong thing because I was doing the thing they did not want to do. And now, as an adult, I am proud of my life choices. I don't regret a lot of the things I've done. I do regret some of the things I did at that third bar with my coworkers. However, I enjoy what I'm doing now here in Chicago. So as soon as I got the invite on Facebook to go to the high school reunion, I texted my best friend from high school, Eileen, and I said, I'm coming back and we're going to this. Tiny side story. Eileen and I have been best friends since the second day of high school because we were in the same theology class and we had the opportunity to ask a priest anonymous questions about religion in general. And my question was, wrote it on paper, put it in the hat, what's wrong with earth-based religions like Wicca? And the priest said, well, you answered the question in your question. It's earth-based. Moving on. And in band class that day, Eileen came up to me and said, did you answer that? Did you ask that question? I was not satisfied with the answer. I said, I wasn't either. And she's like, well, we're friends now. We also both played clarinet, so that helped. But looking back, I've always felt a lot different than the people I went to high school with, and social media has made that much worse because everyone puts everything they want people to see on social media. So when I moved out here, I saw the life I was supposed to live, according to my family and friends and the community I grew up in. So I saw what I was supposed to be doing with my life. Every time I did a sketch show, I saw Jessica get engaged. And every time I put up a new podcast on our network, it was Ashley Marie had a beautiful Pinterest perfect wedding. And the day I realized I needed two hands to count the number of years I've been producing comedy and theater in Chicago, a friend from back home celebrated the birth of her first daughter after having had two sons before that. And I wasn't looking forward to, like, the reunion to, like, go shit on people. You know, I have the Amy Poehler mentality of great for you, not for me kind of ideal. I didn't want to go back and look down on I do not look down on anybody who's made the choices with their life. I was hoping to go back and show them what I've been doing in the hopes that they would not be looking down on me anymore. So I went back. Labor Day weekend came around. I got on the Megabus. I had a new dress from Old Navy and a bottle of wine hidden in my backpack. I'm like, I'm going to make this trip home. And Eileen and I hung out. We did what we do best. We drank black coffee and went to used bookstores the whole day. And the reunion rolled around. And we kind of naively didn't think of this, but on a Saturday night in the suburbs, people with kids don't go out and do things. So all the judgmental Catholic people weren't at the reunion. It was everyone else who was single and kind of like figuring things out, but still lived in the suburbs because it's cheaper. And it was a really great time. It felt like an asshole kind of, because it was all everyone other people who was, you know, I had classmates who had come out in the past 10 years, brought their boyfriends, and I had friends who had also pursued, you know, MFAs and degrees in art and were kind of just doing office jobs to make ends meet. We were also enjoying $4 drinks of the month from the local brewery. My one shining moment of the reunion was that there was a door prize, and they needed someone to be loud enough to talk over the people who come to the bar, and I went, Eileen, hold my beer, let me be loud. And I announced those ticket winners with all of my theater degrees, and people asked, well, what do you do with your life? And I'm like, you know, I act. I'm like, oh, I thought you were a teacher. You're so commanding. And it was nice to go back because, in the end, it was a good time. It was nice to catch up with people. And it was also great to see that nobody else was really living in the past. It was kind of just trying to enjoy that we were all people in a room hanging out together who hadn't seen each other in about 10 years. And it was just really nice to be reaffirmed that it's not necessarily that I'm on the wrong adventure. I'm just living a different one from a lot of the other people that we went to school with. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Y'all out there, did you go to your 10-year high school reunion? I did not. Mine was bullshit. So it was an $84 ticket, and it got you two drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and it was in my school's gym. And I went to a very nice, like, a pretty nice private high school in the South Chicago suburbs, and that was what they were doing for us. I certainly did not go to that. It's fine. That's what Facebook is for, right? It's fine.